Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
Following on from our interim results, it's time for Stephen Ford and I to tell you about the next stage in our plans for growth and an important and exciting acquisition that the group is making. Slide 2 has important regulatory information about this presentation, and then I can move on to slide 3 to tell you more about our intentions for the group. So talking about our plans for growth, it was always the director's intention in the process of turning WH Ireland around to leave us with a very robust and stable platform on both sides of our income generation businesses. That would leave us with a capital markets division that has the ability to double its revenues in the next 3 years, but at the same time, keep a close control on costs. On the wealth management side, our intention is to grow our discretionary assets under management to 3 billion, and during that period of time, have a business that has a 20% margin. On that note, I would now like to hand over to Stephen Ford to talk about this particular acquisition.
Thank you, Philip. The announcement we're making today is the acquisition of Harpsden Wealth Management, an award-winning discretionary fund manager and financial planning business based in Henley-on-Thames, with approximately 400 million assets under management, of which approximately 250 million are in their discretionary portfolio service. The business makes around about 700,000 a year from its turnover of 2.9 million, and we have already identified synergies of a further 600,000. Following the purchase and the synergies, we expect this transaction to be earnings accretive. The total consideration we're paying for Harpsden is 7.8 million, of which we are raising 5.3 million via a placing at 40 pence per share. Clearly, this transaction is conditional on this fundraising and the AGM and receiving regulatory approval. So what's the strategic rationale for this transaction? Well, we believe that firstly, this fits within our stated plan to explore both inorganic as well as organic growth. It brings significant benefits to the wealth management division, first through the acquisition of a high quality business, but also a high quality team. This team will enhance our research capabilities and also help improve our financial planning proposition. Finally, both firms will enjoy better economics through WH Ireland's established wealth platform. We're very excited about this transaction as it marks the start of a new beginning for WH Ireland's wealth management. When I arrived in February 2019, we were a 7-office business with 2 regulators, but highly unprofitable. With a lot of hard work and dedication from the team over the last year and a half, we've built a scalable, reliable platform to which we can add assets. Following the acquisition of Harpsden, this leaves us as a 5-office business covered by 1 regulator in the UK and a much higher margin. When it comes to growth, our journey doesn't stop with Harpsden Wealth Management. Internally, we're working on our brand, developing our proposition, and exploring new marketing opportunities through digital capabilities like Zoom. All this is to support our focus of becoming a discretionary fund manager and leading provider of financial planning advice. Internally, we're targeting organic growth at 5% per annum and supplementing this with selective new hires, looking for the right people that can drive WH Ireland to the next level. We believe that our scale and the fact that we're listed and can offer equity will prove attractive to both individuals and founders looking to exit their businesses. These steps, along with the acquisition of Harpsden Wealth Management, are the first steps in our journey to build a 3 billion discretionary fund management business with a margin of 20%. We're really excited about the acquisition of Harpsden Wealth Management. And with that, I'll hand over to Philip, who's equally excited about the prospects for our capital market division.
So to look further at our plans for growth for the capital markets division, we've seen a very successful year for that area of the group. We now have more than 80 corporate clients. We've completed more than 32 transactions year to date, and we remain very high up in the rankings amongst our competitors on AIM and in terms of being a Nomad. All of this has been achieved in the most difficult market conditions. So again, the directors of WH Ireland believe that this increased activity level, plus in some cases the weakening of our competitors, has given us a huge advantage. That, coupled with our excellent research product and our proven record in distribution capabilities this year, we think gives us a very, very good opportunity to strengthen this business and our capabilities with additional hires if necessary and other opportunities that the market provides. So in summary, as we said at the interim results, the restructuring of the group, which is complete, has now created a simpler and more stable and a business that's ready to scale. To that end, wealth management is now operationally robust and ready to grow its assets under management. Our overall focus is now on growth. And so we believe with this acquisition of Harpstone, we get our growth in assets under management. We also get on board an excellent team and create a great opportunity for ourselves. So in conclusion, we're extremely excited about this acquisition. It's earnings enhancing and it puts WHI in a very strong position going forward.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.